Chapter 5. Searching for Answers. Arthur and Ruslan's off-road vehicles traveled along a broken mountain road. Even when the bad road ended, they drove off-road, crossing and wading through streams, removing debris, and sawing trees blocking the way, and winching their way out of deep mud. In this way, they reached the river, whose bed had overfilled because of the rains, and the river overflowed its banks. The flow of water was so powerful that it washed away a cow that wanted to cross the road. The friends had to spend a few days sleeping on the shore to wait out the bad weather and continue their journey again. The journey was very difficult and challenging, but the friends did not lose heart, and finally reached the place Naya had told them about. They wandered for a long time in search of the entrance to the cave of the wise Prajna, but could not find it. At the end of their search, they walked along a mountain path, then descended into a canyon with very high walls of up to 100 meters, which gradually narrowed until it became a dark gorge.
"Do you think this is the place?" Ruslan asked his friend doubtfully.
"I think it is," Arthur replied, pointing to the surroundings. "There's the lake, and it falls into the waterfall of 3 streams, just as Naya described. But where is the cave?"
"Oh, look, Arthur," Ruslan suddenly exclaimed, and pointed upwards with his palm. "Do you see bats? They live in caves, so it is where they fly."
The friends climbed up to a rock ledge and found a grotto there. As they walked along it, they saw a silhouette at the back of the cave. They shined the flashlight on a woman in white robes with long hair, sitting in the lotus position on a haystack. Opposite her, in a recess in the wall, was a small portrait and a lighted candle. Long stalactites hung from the vaults of the cave. Stalagmites in the form of rounded pillars rose from the floor to meet them. Bats hung from the ceiling, with their heads hanging down and their webbed wings folded. The woman did not move, and the friends decided to wait for her to come out of meditation. It was Prajna. After an hour, she opened her eyes and, noticing the guests, greeted them kindly. Arthur described the whole situation to her in detail and asked for help. Prajna listened attentively to the guest and spoke.
"Yes, you are close to solving this mystery. The fact is that the earth is ruled by a small group of black magicians. They are also called the Devil's Servants, and they operate through the secret services. And different presidents and ministers are just pawns in their hands. Today, they act through mass media, and earlier, they acted through religions. As people fanatically believed in the ministers of cults, they put their priests in charge, and they perverted the essence of religions, turning them into formal rituals, saying that one should just go to church on Sundays, put candles, read prayers in the evenings, and it is enough for spiritual development. They removed from religion the most important things that allow the development of the human soul. This perversion led to the emergence of jihad, crusades, inquisition, destruction of dissenters. But still, there are people who keep the true knowledge. I see that you are light souls, and it is possible for you to reach the true understanding."
After listening to Prajna's explanation, the friends drew her attention to a small portrait standing in a corner of the cave.
"Who was that?" Ruslan asked the woman, pointing to the portrait.
"Oh, this is my master," she replied. "When you are ready, he will appear to you. In the meantime, prepare for the retreat, the great practice of Pratyahara, which will reveal your hidden powers. The fact is that the flow of information that acts on our senses prevents us from revealing clairvoyance and other abilities. When a person is in a dark cave in the place of power and fasts for 40 days, they have no external impressions, and hidden sensitivity and telepathy begin to awaken in them. The third eye opens. Due to fasting, the subtle channels are cleansed, and the person feels energy in their subtle body better, and can even learn to leave the physical body.
After listening to Prajna's instructions, the friends left the cave with the woman and went towards a beautiful mountain lake, into which a gushing waterfall flowed from a high cliff. All around stood gigantic liana-covered trees. Birds swirled and sang in the blue cloudless sky. The travelers sat down on the bank on three flat stones, and Prajna continued her explanation.
In the cave, the subtle plane will be revealed to you. But whatever you see, remain calm and detached. The lower spirits want to frighten, seduce, excite the person with their images, and then feed on this person's energy, so they can even drive this person crazy. Therefore, one must maintain detached contemplation. But if images and emotions seize you, then it will be necessary to make a kata of a ray strike from the Sampo system. Now, contemplate the lake. Visualize something pleasant, joyful, Prajna taught. Feel the state of your body. Feel your aura.
Arthur began to breathe deeply and calmly, contemplating the surrounding beauty. His body relaxed and his spine straightened. He felt light rays of energy flowing from his body in all directions.
Now, remember this state, Prajna said again. And to reproduce it easily, make an anchor. Put your index finger and thumb together and chant Om, linking this state mentally with the anchor.
Arthur and Ruslan did all this, and their faces lit up with a bright inner light.
Now imagine something unpleasant that is troubling you, Prajna said in a deep, vibrating voice.
Arthur remembered the conflict with the rector and the bitter truth about the actions of the secret services, and an unpleasant feeling arose in his chest. His body tensed, his breathing became constricted, and an unpleasant clot of energy appeared in his aura as if in front of his chest.
Now it is necessary to push this state out of you, said Prajna. This hostile twist of energy. Take a breath, and on the exhalation, sharply strike mentally at this state, at the negative energy in your aura, shouting, Ha! Do this several times, visualizing an energy beam coming from the body and destroying the hostile phantom of the evil spirit. Negative signs contact.
Arthur exhaled with a sharp ha. His body contracted and gave a volitional energy impulse that knocked that negative field out of him. He repeated this several times, aiming the blow where he felt discomfort, until his state was free.
And now, said Prajna, make your anchor and enter a harmonious state.
The friends folded their fingers and chanted Om and entered a harmonious state of peace.
That way, if something happens, you now know what to do. But try not to be affected by anything by cultivating detachment.
Then, Prajna showed them a ritual of mudras by which they were to praise Kundalini and open the chakras to enter the subtle plane while being in Pratyahara. Prajna showed special breathing and physical exercises, explained how to do purges during fasting, how to meditate, and escorted the friends to two caves where they were to have a retreat practicing Pratyahara. For the first few days, Arthur felt the wild pangs of hunger, and old thoughts beset him. But then the hunger passed, he felt peace and lightness, and a subtle plane began to open in front of him. Arthur began to see monsters that flew past him. Visions of ancient cities and beautiful dancing Hetaras appeared before his eyes. He tried to remain calm and not get involved in these visions. Soon, he couldn't tell if he was sleeping or dreaming.
Could this be reality?
He saw bizarre spirits of the dead floating around him, outlandish buildings and temples, ancient rituals of priests. He realized he could tune in and see what he wanted. Then he tuned into Alice and saw her, crying, sitting in her room in her wheelchair. He saw his family as if they were right next to him and distance didn't exist. And then Arthur tuned in and saw the black magicians ruling the world. Gathered together, they were plotting to zombify people, to create more misery and suffering in the world.
"We've already started incurable diseases. AIDS,"
the oldest magician with knotty fingers and a hooked nose said in a creaky voice.
"We need to invent new diseases that kill people. Allocate funds for our research institute to create new viruses. Keep an eye on this gathering."
Hearing these instructions from the chief magician, Arthur returned to the cave. His practice continued, and one day his whole cave was illuminated by a shimmering light. A glowing ball of light flew into it. The light softly condensed, and the very man he had seen in Prajna's portrait materialized in front of Arthur.
"Are you Bhagavan?"
Arthur asked.
"Yes," replied the guest. "You have already learned clairvoyance, but you do not know what you should try to see. All earthly knowledge is nothing before the most important thing, the vision of God. And he is not somewhere. He is in you, in your heart. And the way to him is love. When it reaches a great intensity in you, God will awaken in you. Now feel love for the whole world."
Arthur tuned in, and faint rays of love began to flow from his heart.
"Now I will intensify this feeling of God's awakening in you with my energy, so that you know what to strive for,"
Bhagavan said. He touched Arthur's chest with his fingers, and he felt a great all-embracing love. And then the divine awakened in him. He himself, the walls of the cave, Bhagavan. Everything around him was God, from atoms to galaxies. A sense of sacred awe overwhelmed him. He fell on his knees in prayer to the Creator, unable to express his delight and understanding. But Bhagavan withdrew his finger, and Arthur's previous state of mind returned.
"God is love. He who abides in love abides in God,"
he said majestically, and vanished into a radiant blob of light. Then the faint light of a candle flickered in the cave, and Arthur heard Prajna's voice.
"Enough, my son. It is time to come out of the cave. But for now, get used to the candlelight, so you don't get blinded by the light of the sun."
After leaving the cave, Arthur met Ruslan, and the friends shared their impressions. It turned out that Ruslan had also had an amazing experience. He had seen the insides of his body, the stuff the cave was made of. He left his body and floated under the vaults of the cave, and then traveled through the subtle plane. Ruslan also saw Bhagavan and experienced the highest degrees of God's grace, becoming the God himself for a moment. However, after the friends came out of the retreat, a flood of external impressions fell upon them, and gradually their abilities began to disappear. And when they came out of the hunger strike and went on a normal diet, all the subtle states disappeared altogether.
"You have a long way to go to make what you have experienced your own," Prajna told them. "But I will wait for you again. Now go back to your homeland and pass on your knowledge to others."
In parting, Prajna taught them the practices that would help cure Alice, and gave them instructions to pass on to the people. Enriched by the new spiritual experience, the friends set out on their journey back.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.